Thank you. You are not up, come back to me. Nobody in this building. Not one of us that's worthy of it. There's not one of us that deserve it. There's not one of us that haven't done something that should really, by what's fair and not fair in this world, compared to what? When you do this, you should be punished this way. In all fairness, we all should go to hell. But because Jesus, and only because Jesus, went to the cross and took all of our sins on him, that makes us worthy. That makes us worthy. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to do anything else. Without Him, we're not worthy. But with Him, we're thank you.
Thank you. Spirit meet life of the master. So what shall it be? Life of the master. Now I want you to see this. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us be good in the harmony, especially with the men who are the household of faith. I really want to touch on that one something because the Bible says that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I want you to understand something, that when you see things in the Bible like miracles, sometimes we think that that miracle just happened in that moment, in that little because it does mean that we do see that miracle happen, and miracles do happen immediately. But I want you to understand something, that miracles in the supernatural of God are often the result of the truth of getting yourself in the position of God and starting in the direction of God. Let me show you. Sometimes we forget that when we read about miracles, we hear people cry out, "Hey, God said this, and have mercy on me." Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter that biblical account at that time, unless it is written for truth. Your life to God. Once you have begun to get on course and start aligning your life back going to come up with this approach. You are going to come up with this view. And you are going to have to come up with this view. You're going to have to stand standing and say, despite what I'm seeing, I'm going to hold on to something in God. Hey, I have an expectation that my good season is right out of the sun. Listen, God has never given us a plan for us that when we become Christians, everything will become easy and all issues will be well met. God gives us Jesus because He wants us to be able to overcome the difficulties that are coming in front of us. And so I want you to know something that the first thing I'm going to say is thank God for your salvation. I want to thank you for whether it's been a month, 2 months, 3 days, or whether it's been years. God, thank you for staying the course and sticking with God. And I also want you to know that if you have a little disappointment, don't keep going through that because your new season in that area is coming to your life. It is coming, it's going to happen. But sometimes we are not going to be able to know the exact moment when something happens. You know, that's why when we're giving and when we're praying and we're doing what's right, I want you to have expectations. Listen, if you're worried about God taking over that provision, that you're going to be there. But I also want you to know that if the first day you don't see a change, I want you to not be afraid of a process that may take verse 13. These things have I written that believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that